What do we do now? They just left us, my soon-to-be client frantically explained. Hi, Patrick Mulvey here, and today's podcast asks, will your strategy fail? Since most of them really do. They're one of the nation's top consulting firms. We spent millions of dollars with them. They analyzed and justified 16 strategic initiatives for us to pursue. So now the board of directors says to us, great, we expect you'll implement this all right away. Exasperated, he explains, but we're not sure where to start or how to organize it, or even if we have the bandwidth to do it all. This is a familiar situation and is why good strategies, more often than not, go nowhere. Multiple studies repeatedly document that 80 to 90% or more of business strategies are not fully implemented, and those with modest success effectively tackle only half of their initiatives. But an average strategy, brilliantly executed, will far outperform the most brilliant of strategies that typically sits on the shelves of today's organizations. Strategy execution is why most strategies fail. And statistically, the odds are 9 to 1. That includes your strategy as well. Counterintuitively, the solution is both complex and yet easy. We are all familiar with things that are simple and easy and other things that are complex and difficult, but some things are actually complex and easy. Examples of these include the rules of baseball or driving a car or your 100th open heart surgery operation. Just because it becomes mindlessly easy to do after a while does not detract from its inherent complexity. The same is true for strategy execution. It is inherently complex, but by installing some simple rituals and sticking with them until they become disciplined habits, you can make getting things done, in this case, strategic things, another unconscious competency for an organization that does what it says it wants to do. If you have a clear and cogent strategy, your next challenge is to convert its strategic initiatives into goals. Goals, when effectively written and shaped by the people who will achieve them, can be powerful tools to focus and motivate your team. Next, you convert those goals into action plans because you really can't do a goal. You can only do actions. Finally, you need to meet regularly to hold your people accountable for progress. These are one-on-one meetings, not socially acceptable team-based excuse sessions. Like goal setting and action planning, easily holding people accountable is just another habit you can develop. Once a habit, you will have made another complex process easy and made your strategy successful. Like my client, whom I mentioned earlier, when your organization can claim strategy execution as a core competency, then all you want from your strategy will be within your reach. I trust you found these insights helpful. To learn more about effective strategy execution and getting your strategy done, visit us at strategydone.com. Thanks for tuning in.